Now, do you remember ages ago when we were doing Moyles' show, we were trying to dispel the myth that Germans don't have a sense of humour. It was like a little experiment, and we called it Make a German Laugh. We just called Germans randomly and told them some brilliant jokes.
Comfort, guten Tag.
Hello.
Hello.
What kind of bees make milk?
You make milk?
Yeah, what kind of bees make milk?
Shop here by me.
I've got the answer.
What?
Boobies.
Babies, milk.
What kind? It's a joke. What kind of bees make milk?
I don't know.
Boobies. Boobies.
Boobies.
Yeah, get it? Boobies.
No.
Get it?
Yes, that's funny. Right.
See, they've got a sense of humour. He laughed a lot.
He did laugh, yeah.
Kind of. Right, well, they decided to get their own back last week. They decided they wanted to have a go, right? So I went on a station in Frankfurt called USM with a bloke who does the same show as us, only in Germany.
Okay.
And he tried to make an Englishman laugh. Check it.
Here is UFM. Bursche am Nachmittag.
If I hadn't my own afternoon show on UFM, I would listen to Scott Mills from BBC Radio 1 every day.
He'd listen every day. if he wasn't on air in Frankfurt on UFM, he'd listen every day. Yeah. And then he calls me the second superstar DJ of Europe.
The second superstar of Europe broadcasting. Hello, Scott.
Hello. Wie geht's?
Oh, good. On dear?
Yeah, toll.
Yeah, what? Toll. Great.
Toll.
I think that's what it means. So, yeah, bit of German at the beginning. Yeah.
There's good chemistry between the two of you.
When he calls me the second superstar, is that after Chris Moyles or himself?
I would imagine.
Okay, fine. And then he goes on to try and make an Englishman laugh.
So, Achtung! Scott, let's try it out if you laugh about my joke. How do you call a beautiful woman in England, Scott?
I don't know. How do you call a beautiful woman in England, Borsche?
We would say a tourist.
Oh, there's a fake laugh on it at the end.
Why is he telling you the joke in English?
Well, because I wouldn't laugh if it was in German, would I?
But I thought he was on a German radio station.
Well, he is.
Right. They're very intelligent, aren't they?
Aren't they? Multilingual, aren't they? And then he goes on to make an Englishman laugh, and that was the joke. And then I have to do a joke back.
What about your joke?
I think I found one.
I don't think so. Okay.
Well, okay.
Try it, Scott.
I don't think so. Well, no, Scott? I have found a joke, actually.
Go on.
I don't think so. Okay.
Are you ready? Here's the best joke about German people ever.
Okay, I'm ready.
Two martinis, bitter. Dry? 9. I said 2.
You didn't laugh either.
I did, inside.
Oh, right.
I didn't get the joke, Scott.
Because you can have a dry martini, yeah?
Oh, a dry martini! Ha ha! It's
two martinis, dry.
Yeah, I know.
No,
thank you. Yeah.
Two, yes.
Thank you.
was he a bit thick?
I'm not going to say.
You told a German joke.
Well, yeah, more than he did.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
He was just being horrible to all the beautiful women in England.
Yes, he was. He did send me a nice text afterwards, though, saying thanks very much for being on my big show.
You're texting each other now, aren't you?
No, we're not. It was a one-off. Right, stop the record. Are you now saying that I'm having a date with the Scott Mills of Germany?
I'm not saying you're having a date. I'm just saying you're building a text relationship with the Scott Mills of Germany.
Flirting.
Shane will be jealous.
Shut up. Seriously, you're really, really stirring it today.
I know, it's good.
This is the enemy.